For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This from the Associated Press. Fewer teenagers are smoking cigarettes or using illegal drugs, but a survey released last Tuesday shows a troubling increase in the use of inhalants by younger adolescents. Government officials call the annual survey a sign of continued progress in the effort to reduce drug use among youths. Overall, illicit drug use among teens declined by 7% from the past year and 17% in the past 4 years. Quote, "These are sustained, broad, and deep declines," end quote, said National Drug Policy Director John Walters. But researchers are troubled by increases, especially among eighth graders, in the use of inhalants such as glue and aerosols, and in the use of the pain control narcotic OxyContin. To which I must add, this is quite a success story, isn't it? This 90-year-old drug war, and still going strong. It takes a real cretin to make it where marijuana, the one drug that's never killed anybody, including teenagers, unavailable because of its price, which now is sometimes twice the weight of pure gold. But you can get a can of paint, can't you? Just go look around in the garage or maybe siphon a pint of gasoline. What a success story this drug war is. This week on Cultural Baggage, with this year ending, another year beginning, we're going to take a look back on the history of marijuana reform organizations here in these United States. Keith Stropp, serving for 30 years as one of the founders, directors, and as point man for the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, will be our guest, as well as Alan St. Pierre, the new designate as point man for Normal. We're going to talk about where we've been, what we're doing now, and perhaps what we should be doing in the future to end this charade of drug prohibition, especially the arrest of 755,000 marijuana users last year. We'll have more on this later in the week, but last thought. GW Pharmaceuticals announced that Health Canada, the Canadian regulatory authority, has issued a qualifying notice for the approval of Sativex, a full plant, cannabis-based medicinal extract. It seems we are returning to the pre-1937 scientific database in a time where all these pharmaceutical pain relievers have been proven to perhaps double your risk of dying. People are again reconsidering the one pain reliever that's never killed anybody. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.